All right, doing the mambo to T for Two. Nicole Sandler back with you at Air America Live. We are streaming live at airamerica.com. You can find me online at radioornot.com. You can follow me on Facebook or Twitter, all that stuff. And even with all those venues, you know, I do a podcast at radioornot.com. I am not like the superstar of left-wing talk radio. You know, I do my little show, and I love doing it, and, you know, people know me here in South Florida. But so imagine my surprise when last night I started getting all these emails, a couple of dozen of them, to my personal email account. And and what was even more interesting was the fact that I was getting all these emails from people from all over the country that were addressed to not only me, but Paul Krugman, Rachel Maddow, Keith Olbermann, and David Schuster. And I thought, wow, I've been elevated to this stature with some people that I am really I have great respect for. Let me read you a sample. One of the emails I got was from a guy named Robert from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And again, it wasn't just to me, it was to all five of us. I think a lot of you are extremely immature. The fact that there are Americans out there, regardless of the number of them, that oppose outrageous, unnecessary, and socialistic government spending should not cause, quote, intellectuals such as yourselves to get into such a tizzy. Why does it bother you so much that there are people in this country who disagree passionately with the way the country is now headed? Since when did patriotic, sincere dissent become such an object of irrational, frenzied, crude, and sophomoric ridicule? Are you adults or are you prepubescent 12-year-olds? If the Tea Party protests of yesterday were truly as insignificant as you claim they were, why spend so much time and waste so much oxygen denigrating them? My only answer is that you are either spoiled little children who can't get it through their thick skulls that people might actually disagree with the current administration, or you were scared witless about it. Either way, the time you spent trying desperately to marginalize conservatives and libertarians opposed to big government has only helped the cause and made more people aware of the dangers that we face. So I suppose I should be thanking you. I'll leave you in peace now to go back to your moronic blathering. Disgustedly, Robert from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Well, Robert, first of all, thank you for the note. Thank you for including me along with this distinguished other panel of pundits. I appreciate that. And thank you especially for responding to our email request to join me on the air. Robert is on the phone with us from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Hi, Robert.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the air with me.
I didn't realize how vitriolic that sounded until you read it back.
Okay, well, it was. And you know, I was really scratching my head to wonder how I was included on this very austere panel here. And it didn't take much work on my part to find out, because I went to the FreedomWorks website, who was one of the groups who was publicizing these tea parties. And sure enough, there I was on their homepage, one of now I got to find the page. But basically what they said is these are, you know, the left wingers who are ridiculing us and saying these are fake protests. Well, first of all, I never said they were fake protests. I objected to the fact that they were trying to present them as these things that grew from the grassroots and swelled without help from mainstream media and groups such as FreedomWorks. So that was what I said. So it wasn't really grassroots. And I also objected to the fact that FreedomWorks called themselves a nonpartisan organization. But since you did, you know, write to me, I wanted to give you a chance to talk about what are you protesting against?
Essentially protesting against what I view as overspending, the growth of government, and the dangers that poses down the road for our economic future, our children's future, our grandchildren's future.
Okay, but now let me ask you this. Did you protest George Bush's spending sprees or the huge deficit he gave us?
Not happy about it, no. And I guess you could say that this, and I think I'm probably not alone in saying this, is something of the straw that broke the camel's back.
Okay. Now, you mentioned socialist tendencies. Do you really think that Barack Obama is doing things that would bring us in a socialist direction? Because I don't think he's going far enough, actually.
Well, you're entitled to that opinion. I think he definitely is moving in that direction.
Do you know what the definition of socialism is?
Yes, it's where the government owns the means of production.
Right. Exactly. So what does the government own?
Well, AIG to begin with.
No. Well, that's not production. That's pushing paper around.
Well, okay. Maybe socialist is not
Well, see, that's the problem.
Technically accurate term, but perhaps collectivism. But, you know, I'm not here to argue political philosophies with you because we're not likely to change each other's minds. What I took issue with is the ridicule and the crudeness of some of the ridicule that's come from, maybe not you specifically, but certainly other left-wing talk.
You know, you know what? And I started the show agreeing and saying, yes, we are infantile and juvenile and having fun because of the poor choice of symbolism that these people who started these groups and tried to get everyone out for these events took. Teabagging, come on. The most prurient of us know what teabagging is. And
well,
people
I think
have
that
used
term started from
the
left.
No, it didn't, though. It didn't.
Okay, well, that's irrelevant.
And it's silly, but the thing is, do you know what the Boston
protest on the American?
Do you know what the Boston Tea Party was about? Do you know what the Boston Tea Party?
Don't lecture me about American colonialism.
Okay, but I'm asking you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it was just bad symbolism. They were protesting taxation without representation. You have representation. Unfortunately, your guy lost.
I'm sorry?
I said you have representation. Unfortunately, the Republicans are not in power right now.
And I
salute you. I'm glad people are getting out there and protesting. I think you should. And we're just having fun with the symbolism there. Because,
okay,
number one, it was a bad name. Have tax day parties or tax day protests or something. But it wasn't a tea party. You're not protesting taxation without representation. You have representation.
But you're not protesting the name. You're protesting the fact that people are out there protesting.
No, I'm protesting the hypocrisy of the fact that if you had 20 different people at a protest.
About hypocrisy. There's a double standard in this country. Liberals and left-wingers can complain all they want, but as soon as conservatives and libertarians begin to raise their voice, then you know what hits the fan.
Not true, though, because hold on a second, Bob. I appreciate you calling in. I came on the air yesterday and interviewed Glenn Greenwald, who did a whole expose on the fact that Obama is taking these abusive powers that George Bush seized and is working to expand upon them. I'm going to call whoever is in charge on things that I disagree with, on things that I think are unconstitutional and wrong. I don't like these bailouts either.
Okay.
But see, it seems like the people who were out there protesting yesterday are going to say anything Obama does is wrong. Even if, maybe they might agree with some of the things Obama does, they're going to ridicule him because he's Obama. What about Michael Savage calling him Maobama? What happened to you don't criticize our president? Which are the cries we heard from the right when we were out there protesting George Bush?
Okay, fair enough. And I'll agree that there's bad blood on both sides, and a little more civility is probably in order. And I'm not going to, some people are probably out there protesting just to protest and just because it's Obama. But, I think there are a lot of us out there who put a lot of thought into this and have very sincere passionate beliefs about this, and we're not sheep, as you called us the other day. So.
Well, but it sure seems that, and I'm not saying you are. I'm saying a lot of people who went out there probably were out there for good reason. But those people who are holding the signs equating Barack Obama to Hitler and saying the taxpayers are Obama's Jews being marched to the oven, I'm sorry, those are the sheep who are being led to slaughter, so to speak, by Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity and all the other people on Fox who just revel in telling people what to do and having them follow their instructions.
Well, there probably are people like that, but I should, I would argue that there are people like that on both sides.
You're right. You know what?
A lot of people voted for Obama just because of the slogan of hope and change without giving any thought at all to what that was going to entail.
Right. Yeah, but, let me do this. Robert, you wrote to me because you read a post on the main website of FreedomWorks, freedomworks.org, and they have a post there that is headlined "Email and Twitter Addresses of Left-Wing Media Saying Tea Partiers Are Fake." And Max Pappas wrote this. I had him on the show on Tuesday, the day before the event. Okay, but at least you listened to the clip. They had a clip of it on there. And so this is how people knew to write to me. Otherwise, you never heard of me before. But
you're
Max Pappas is back. I know I'm right. Max Pappas is back on the line, and I appreciate him coming back on. So let's bring Max on. Max, who's the VP of Public Policy for FreedomWorks. Max, first of all, thank you for putting me in such esteemed company. I appreciate it.
Well, I think you earned the dubious distinction.
All right. I've been elevated to status alongside of Paul Krugman, Nobel Prize-winning economist and columnist for the New York Times, and Rachel Maddow, Keith Olbermann, and David Schuster from MSNBC, all of whom I have great respect for. So thank you for that. And I was wondering, how did I get, lumped in with this group? And I'm flattered. And I appreciate you publicizing me. You can let them know also that I podcast and blog at RadioOrNot.com. If you want to help raise my profile, I really appreciate it. Now
you're welcome.
Thanks. You sent
me. There were a number of other people who I would have liked to include, but ran out of time. It was a group of people who were criticizing the Tea Party movement. I thought unfairly, calling them sheep as you did the other day. And
well,
Robert, I want to congratulate you for emailing her, and thank you very much for doing that and letting Nicole as well as others know that there were a lot of people out there who were doing this because they believed in something and wanted to get that message across. And I think it was a great success for freedom of speech in America and for people to get their word out.
Unfortunately, a lot of the emails were not quite as polite as Robert's were. And like I said, I got about two dozen of them.
If that was polite, I'd like to see some of the others.
Yeah. And, well, maybe I'll forward some of them to you. Because a lot of them were very, very mean-spirited and just, condescending and rude. And I guess maybe we have that coming to us because we've been having fun with the teabagging issue. Again, you just picked the wrong name for your rally because it's not taxation without representation. The bottom line is the Obama administration won. The Democrats won mostly because of the failed policies of the Bush administration and the Republican leadership for the last 8 years.
Well, you admitted that Obama is continuing.
He is continuing a lot of the bad policies, which I'm very upset about. I'm also upset about the bailouts. I think it's wrong. I would have much rather seen that money been put to better use. The problem is I don't go around I never equated George Bush to Hitler. I think we were much closer to fascism under the Bush regime than we are under the Obama administration, yet I never went on the air and did that either. And some of the signs that I saw at these rallies yesterday were not only offensive, they were bordering on, I would say that the Department of Homeland Security report was targeting those people. Those were the right-wing extremists, and those people need to be watched because I think they're dangerous.
People didn't call George Bush nasty names and hold
up. No, we did, but there are some who might have gone out there. But the Hitler stuff. Wait a minute.
The Department of Homeland Security comes after us for speaking our mind.
Hold on. They also issued a report on left-wing extremism just a couple of weeks before.
Yeah, but they were specifying specific criminal activity, not just people who espoused a certain political viewpoint, as the right-wing extremist report did.
Okay, but that report was requested by George Bush. That was a Bush administration report that was in progress when Barack Obama took over. Should he have just said, "Oh, never mind, don't finish that work that you were asked to do by the Bush administration"? All of a sudden, there's silence there. I had the two of you.
Something that George Bush has done?
No, I'm sorry.
I'm having a hard time figuring out what your point is because. I'm wondering where you were a couple of years ago when, as Robert pointed out, there were protesters on the left saying that Bush was like Hitler. I mean, that sort of thing happens, and that's unfortunate. But a few bad apples in a barrel is hardly a reason to discredit all the good people who got out there because they were concerned about out of control spending.
And I also know there were people on the left who were out there about the out of control spending. And you know what? If it could have been a truly nonpartisan thing with Americans getting together to protest against this out of control spending, and I agree with you, we shouldn't be bailing out the banks anymore. I think we need to nationalize the banks, break them up, and put the regulations back in effect that were put in effect after the Depression so that we couldn't get in a mess like this. But it was Bill Clinton who signed the law that did away with Glass-Steagall, which was put in effect to give us some regulation. I mean, you keep railing against big government, yet without regulation, without governmental regulation, we wind up in the mess that we're in today.
Well, we've been opposing the bailouts since Bush started them, and I think the attempt to try to paint this as a partisan initiative is inaccurate. And I'm disappointed with the left in doing that. I can see why they are, because Obama and the left control Congress. But this is about the political class versus the rest of America. And I think that's where
thank you, Robert, for calling. Max, can you hold on for just a couple of minutes? I know you have to go in a meeting at 2. I'll give you plenty of time to get there. But I have a question for you about FreedomWorks and their role in this, in the events of yesterday. Can you hold on? Oh, I'll take that hopefully as a yes. Nicole Sandler, we got a break. I'm against the clock. We'll return with hopefully Max Pappas of FreedomWorks on Air America Radio.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler.
Nicole Sandler.
Give us a call at
866-303-2270. Nicole Sandler back with you on Air America. I guess Max Pappas was on his way to a meeting and he had to go. But here's what I wanted to bring up to him. FreedomWorks, the group that he kept claiming was nonpartisan, is run by former Republican Majority Leader Dick Armey, right? Well, they also represented three of the big financial institutions that got us in this mess in the first place. Seriously, Armey has a PR firm, DLA Piper, that represented in the past year AIG, Lehman Brothers, and Merrill Lynch. Okay? You want to talk about mixed messages? Where the hell did that come from? All right, we got time for a couple of phone calls. At the top of the next hour, after this break, coming up in a couple of minutes, we are going to speak with Robert Greenwald. Now, you want to talk about how I will call the Obama administration on wrongs when I see them? I'm talking about the cost of these wars. You want to get us bailed out of this mess we're in? Let's stop the insanity of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. We're going to speak with Robert Greenwald of Brave New Films right after the break. His part three of his series, Rethinking Afghanistan, is entitled The Cost of War. Okay? We will call Obama on his wrongs after the break. Let's first head back to the phones. Jeff, Memphis, Tennessee. Hi, you're on Air America Live with Nicole Sandler.
Yeah, I would just like to say that I have been against the bailouts the entire time. I was not a fan of Bush, and I'm not that big of a fan of Obama either. In my opinion, I would just like to say congrats to America for electing Bush to a third term. Now, what I think we need to do is audit the Federal Reserve, because every time Congress has asked the Federal Reserve about where our money is going, although the Treasury can tell us where the money goes once they get it from the Federal Reserve, we have no idea where the money goes that the Treasury does not see. And the Federal Reserve is a private company that we have to borrow money from, which to me makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. There's a bill going through Congress right now, and if everybody would just Google audit the Fed, you can sign up and petition your congressman to have Congress audit the Federal Reserve. So maybe we can find out what's going on and, you know, maybe get some things turned around so that this doesn't happen again in the future.
I agree, and I think we should all be more aware, and I applaud the Obama administration for at least attempting transparency, something we never had an inkling of during the Bush administration. At least, you know, the Obama administration by no means are doing everything right, but I think in many ways they're moving in the right direction and at least are trying to fix things. With the last guy, sorry, we just got dug deeper and deeper into a hole while he went out and cleared brush in Crawford. All right, we're going to take a break here, come back on the other side with Robert Greenwald of Brave New Films, talk about the cost of war when we return. Nicole Sandler with you on Air America Live.